WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have a clear sky here in Atlantic and 9 degrees above zero. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today with a high around 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In the news, a couple of weeks ago, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office warned residents about a phone scam taking place in the area, and now Cass County authorities are saying the same thing. As we've warned you time and time again, these phone scams target mainly the elderly, and they involve calls from someone claiming to be a person's grandchild. The supposed grandchild always says they're in trouble with the law, and they need the money wired to them right away. Another age-old phone scam involves a caller saying you want a prize, but in order to receive it, you need to wire a certain amount of money to persons out of state. The Cass County Sheriff's Office says if you receive the grandchild in trouble type of call, make sure that you're certain of the caller's identity. Before wiring money to anyone who seems like they're a relative, hang up the phone and attempt to call that relative or other relatives on your own to be sure of the situation. You can also call the law enforcement agency where the alleged grandchild was being held to confirm their status. And if you receive a prize-winning type of call, keep in mind that a winning, valid prize will not require you to pay anything to anyone. Most importantly, do not give out any personal information to persons who may call you, such as a social security number, bank account number, credit or debit card information. Following that simple rule can help to prevent identity theft, loss of your hard-earned money, and a bad credit rating resulting from stolen financial information. News time is 7:08.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Well, several residents of rural Adair County received unwelcome visits last night from a band of traveling door-to-door vacuum salespersons. According to one resident who lives in the northern part of the county, a van with two men pulled up at around 8:15 p.m. Thursday and tried to sell them Kirby vacuums. One of the salesmen, whom the resident described as a seedy-looking character, asked to use the resident's phone to call a number in Nebraska, and when the resident saw the vehicle drive away, they did notice it had Nebraska plates. Well, the resident called the Adair County Sheriff's Office, who confirmed they had received a number of calls from concerned citizens about Kirby salesmen making their pitches well into the late evening hours. In the past, the practices of some of Kirby's independent distributors have been subject to criticism. Many of the complaints involve older customers who, once they let the salespersons in, are subject to lengthy, high-pressure sales pitches. The resident KJAN News spoke with in Adair County last night said the salesmen wanted credit card numbers and other personal information very soon after they started to make their pitch, but the resident denied them that information. Anyone receiving these types of visits should call your local law enforcement authorities to verify if the company has a permit to sell in your area and to report the salesman's license plate number to law enforcement so they can speak with those individuals about their late night and questionable sales practices. Authorities in southwest Iowa say a rural Clarinda man was arrested recently on charges that he impersonated a public official on more than one occasion. 20-year-old Ryan Joel Caleb Christie of Clarinda faces three counts of impersonating a public official, an aggravated misdemeanor. After an investigation was conducted into traffic stops he allegedly made on Highway 2 on January 22nd and the 29th. Taylor County Sheriff's officials say a joint investigation into Christie's alleged activities was conducted with the assistance of the Bedford Police Department, along with the Iowa DNR, the State Patrol, and Page County Sheriff's Office. During the investigation, authorities looked into reports a young man later identified as Christie had made traffic stops on Highway 2 during the early morning hours of January 22nd and 29th. Witnesses said the man claimed to be with the Sheriff's Office or the Fire Department. Christie was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $50,000 bond. The Harlan Police Department said yesterday that an Omaha man was arrested Tuesday on drug charges. 20-year-old Brian Sheehan was taken into custody following a traffic stop on charges that included possession of a controlled substance, possession with the intent to deliver, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. Sheehan made his initial appearance in court on Wednesday and was released on $10,000 bond. His preliminary hearing was set for February 23rd. And 31-year-old Erica Lacey of Harlan was charged Monday with theft in the fifth degree following an investigation by Harlan police into a complaint that a clutch purse containing $60 in cash and a gift card were missing from a residence room at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. No other information on the charge is available through the Iowa court's online system. And authorities in Harlan report also 25-year-old Devin Stahl of Harlan was cited on January 28th for carrying concealed weapons. Officials say a Harlan police officer conducting a traffic stop found two double-edged knives allegedly concealed on Stahl's ankle. The knives were seized and a complaint filed with the clerk of court. News time is 7:12.
Let me guess, the flu has hit you like a ton of bricks. Hi, this is Trish at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. We'd like to remind you of our delivery service. When a cold or flu has you down and out, the last thing you want to do is bundle up, get in your car, and head to the pharmacy to pick up a prescription. Well, with Medicap Pharmacy, you don't have to. We offer delivery in Audubon, Hamlin, Exira, and Brayton, and can deliver your prescription and over-the-counter medications too, so you can get back on your feet in no time. At Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, we always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
In our funeral announcements, John Joseph Waters, age 89, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Heritage House. Services for John Waters will be held today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Don Mays, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Don Mays will be this morning at 10:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Brad Kemble, age 74, of Panora, died Wednesday at his home. A prayer service for Brad Kemble will be tonight at 8 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Larry Lee Ward, Jr., age 50, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. Graveside services for Larry Lee Ward, Jr. will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the South Lawn Memory Gardens Cemetery in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. And Peggy Ann Kindheart, age 72, of Oakland, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Peggy Ann Kindheart will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Oakland Christian Church. Reagan Beath Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. That is a check of our news this hour here on KJAN, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.